You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, you want to tell that story? He was supposed to
we
meet
someone. Name him?
For
I don't care.
Day.
His name is Chad. He did a jerk move. Dom and I
He's
were
such
sitting.
A Chad.
What was that place? He was such a Chad. We were having
it was
margaritas
at the Rio downtown.
The Rio. We were having margs down there, and I said, "Yeah, my buddy Chad's going to pop down here. He's actually got a date." So he showed up. He said hi to us. You know, whatever. We did a fist bump, and then he went upstairs for his date. And I kid you not, you guys, what was it, Dom? 15 minutes, maybe?
If that.
And here comes Chad down the stairs, over to our table, pulls up a chair and sits down and says, "What are you guys drinking? Order me one." And we're like, "What? What?
We were like, shouldn't you be upstairs?
What's going on
with that young lady?"
And I think he was just said something like, "Nah, I wasn't feeling it.
That's exactly what he said.
15 minutes in, he knew, and he left that poor woman at the bar and came down and had drinks with us. And we're like, dude,
I thought
you're
it was a bit of a jerk move.
It was a jerk move.
Of course, we don't know what happened. Jeremy posted this, and we've already started hearing from people.
Yes.
The question for every listener is to think back to a first date, one that didn't make it an hour. What happened that made you bail out within an hour on a first date?
Yeah, you knew. You just knew. You're like, this is not going to work.
One of my favorite stories happens to come from my wife. She told me this even when we were dating. We had a good laugh about it. She for a brief amount of time, tried the online dating thing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of her very first online dates, she had communicated with a guy like twice or something. They were like, "Yeah, let's meet up for coffee somewhere." So they did. And within the first 5 minutes, he laid out the ground rules for her that any relationship he was in, the woman would have to agree to sexy time at least twice a day, every single day. Like morning and night, noon,
at
night,
at least twice a day,
night,
huh?
2 to 3 times every day. He goes, "That's just what I require. I'm just letting you know."
He's very active.
She was first date. 5 minutes.
And she's like, "That's way too low for me. I'm out of here."
"I need to go find Dom." Oh my God.
So they did it twice and she left.
I remember laughing, and then I said to her, "Did he tell you what his diet consists of?"
No joke, man. Good for him.
Like, what was that guy eating?
Well,
anyway, she said she was out of there. Oh, and by the way, when she stood up and she goes, "Thanks a lot." He was like, "All right, so do you want to split this check?"
Oh, my gosh.
And she was like, "No, sorry. You asked me."
What a catch.
"And then told me that you had to have it 3 times a day.
What a catch.
It's like, you can buy my coffee, jerk," or whatever it was.
That's pretty good, man.
So we're starting to hear from some people.
Yeah, a lot of messages already.
I want to read one before we go into the break, and then we'll take your calls out of the break. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We want your classic stories of why a date didn't even make it an hour. Sarah, with an H, says, "I was set up by one of my best friends with one of her coworkers, and she told me he was, quote, the greatest guy ever."
Dun, dun, dun.
She says, "Our date didn't last an hour because he immediately pulled out photos of his children and told me he wanted at least 3 more. And how soon did I think I'd want to have children after getting married?"
Gosh.
She says, "I escaped before..." Listen to what she says. She says, "I escaped before he could impregnate me right there in the coffee shop."
Sounds like she went out with that same guy that your wife did.
Oh, my God. He's like, immediately in the first few minutes, "How many children and when can you start?
Are you ready to procreate?"
With the children. My God, people.
What a weirdo.
Now you know why so many people are down on the dating world.
I can't imagine how people are doing it, honestly.
These people are out there. They walk amongst us, Jer.
So many weirdos. "I started walking really fast and making fast turns. I ended up losing her in the mazes of tents."
Oh, my God.
He says, "I found my car and texted her that I had gotten sick and left." And I love his ending line. "Bye bye, booger blower." That's from Matt. Is he in zipping around trying to lose her in the maze?
Trying to lose her at a farmer's market.
What else do you got?
Lana says, I got a bunch. They're funny. Lana says, the guy was 20 minutes late, was already pretty buzzed. He even offered me a drink from a flask he had on him. What a tool.
Oh, my God. Yo, you want a hit of this?
Daniel says, a woman I met at a cafe for a Saturday brunch brought her best friend. It was clearly our first date, and she wanted to have someone with her. I was shocked, but tried to make it work. But she and the friend just talked to each other the whole time.
Oh, my gosh.
So I excused myself and left after about 45 minutes. That's Daniel. Okay. I wrote back, and I asked him, you know, like, who paid and how it paid. And he said he paid for all three of them before leaving.
Well, that's very nice.
I remember going on a first date with, that was my classic story when I got almost thrown out of Comedy Works because of my date. It was a flight. She was a United flight attendant. And when I picked her up for our dinner and Comedy Works for our first date, she brought a flight attendant friend who was in town. And so I had to take both of them out. They both got so ripped at Comedy Works.
So far, I'm not seeing a problem.
Two flight attendants drunk. Right, I know. I know.
Fly me to the moon.
But, you know, we have a very tight relationship with Comedy Works, so
yes,
I knew all the managers
you had to
there.
Behave,
and
I
one of them walked over to me and said, because the comic on stage did some sort of joke and used the term stewardess.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, that's a word we don't use anymore, right? It's flight attendant. Both of these ladies were drunk, and one of them stood up and started screaming at the comic.
Oh, you just wanted to melt into the floor.
This is
a
true story. And so the manager of Comedy Works came over and said, Dom, if you can't control your friends, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
You're like, I don't know them.
I was so humiliated.
How embarrassing, man.
That's a true story. That was a first date. That one didn't last.
Yeah.
Melanie says, I once agreed to go out with a guy who moved into the apartment above me.
Oh.
Now that sounds, let's jump in here. That seems problematic to me. Don't
well,
you
yeah.
think?
Yeah.
Anyway, like she says, we agreed to walk across the street, you'll like this, Jeremy, to a Chili's to grab a drink when he texted me about 20 minutes before we were supposed to meet and told me what I should wear.
Yeah. What a creeper. Hey, you know, I've seen you.
She said, I texted back, no thanks.
Oh, my gosh.
People.
Weird. Here's one real quick. Speaking of wearing stuff, Kristen says, I had to leave a date halfway through because the guy showed up for our date at a semi-nice restaurant wearing a football jersey and jeans, then proceeded to tell me he didn't really like dressing up. He complained about the location, wishing we had gone somewhere else that wasn't so stuffy. She wrote, geez, dude, can't you woo a girl a little? I politely excused myself for the restroom, and I left. Jersey guy.
He's that
we
guy.
We all know Jersey guy, don't we?
He works at our sports station next door.
They're all next door.
Danielle says, I know it's a cliche, but the guy was so rude to the barista, I couldn't believe it. I think he thought he was showing me how assertive he was and how he always got what he wanted. This Danielle says, I took my coffee and told him I didn't go out with people who were rude to servers, and I left. He actually yelled after me as I walked out. In front of everyone in the place, he yelled, you weren't as pretty as your profile picture anyway. They're out there, people. They're in the dating world.
Hey, someone will scoop him up, right?